Okay, so we're just gonna say hi, I'm Alex.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tom, and then you can say, and I'm Miko, and
No, I've
then
got
on
I've got the intro for me. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
Oh
Excellent.
no.
I'm excited.
I mean, yay!
Yay.
Okay. Here we
Ready?
go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom.
And I'm also Alex, and this is going to be very confusing.
Yay!
That's Mika, and on this episode of Flash in the Pan, we are going to encounter a giant enemy crab.
Oh no!
Yeah.
We grew up in a world of online animation, and we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we am. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Flash in the Pan.
Welcome back.
This is the podcast where we force you at gunpoint to stare directly into the bowels of your past and reckon.
I just want to see my family again.
You'll have your chance to talk and reckon, and reckon with some cartoons that you watched back in the day. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe this is your first time encountering any of this, in which case, welcome, traveller. Have a seat by the fire, won't you? I hear the orcs are raiding up in Rivendell again.
I heard there was a dragon in fuck shit.
And on this episode, we have a very, very special guest. Introduce yourself, special guest.
Hi, I'm Miko. My first name is also Alex, so... It's a little weird. Just call me Miko.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about
we
it.
We will.
It's all good. So, yeah, I do Let's Plays, and I did a podcast at one point, and then we kind of stopped, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
To start us off, why don't you tell us a little bit about your history with The Flash, the animations, the online history?
So I graduated high school in 05, so I was the perfect age to consume them, but I didn't do it as much as you guys seem to have done. So, out of the four that we're going to be watching today, I've only actually seen one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are
all
brand
new. But
you
did help us choose.
I did.
Yeah.
I did pick the one that I have seen for a very good reason, which we will get to. Don't worry.
I'm so excited to get to the reason why you picked this.
Yes. So, stay tuned. Now they have to listen to the whole episode.
Now you have to listen to all of it because we purposely left that one last.
Yes.
Don't touch that dial.
We'll know if you duck out. We'll know.
I'll know if you hit fast forward.
This is the perfect place to start speaking really slowly just to catch them.
Yeah, so anyway.
So we should start off by saying that you can go to our website, flashinthepancast.com, if you want to watch along with us, because we'll have links to all the cartoons we talk about today, as well as all the previous episodes, so you can have a flash-a-thon? Flash-a-thon? Flarathon? None of that really works.
You should not have a flarathon. That seems like a bad time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Have a flavor-thon.
Go to Flavortown. Guy Fieri.
Sure.
We're going to be watching a lovely Flash compilation from way back in 2008.
Whoa.
Called Roses Are Red. Yeah, so Roses Are Red is a lovely little compilation of little Flash things all set to a pretty irritating song.
So that's definitely an Aqua song. I don't know Aqua's catalog enough to know what song
Aqua,
that is.
It is Aqua, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not Barbie Girl. It's not that one. That's what I know.
It's not that one.
It's
not the only one that anyone knows.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's identifiably them.
Yes.
Yeah, so where should we start with this?
I would call it rapid fire in a lot
definitely.
Of ways. It's like a 2 to 3 second clip, and then it cuts to something else through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's basically like a showreel.
Of
this creator's animation skills.
Yeah,
I've definitely seen. Have you definitely seen this before, or seen
something else by the same animator?
By the same animator, which...
It's very possible.
So I had never seen this before, but I had definitely seen that pair with a mouth before. And then the awesome face later makes me think that this person is a goon, for sure.
Or at least goon adjacent.
Yeah, like...
Because this was, for the uninitiated in the audience, goon as in a somethingawful.com user. So I can start with a pair. The pair is the biting pair of Salamanca.
Which we have mentioned before.
Yeah, aka the Lulwat pair, created by artist and writer and Hugo Award winner Ursula Verdon, aka T. Kingfisher, who'd actually writes pretty good stuff.
Horribly reappropriated by the internet.
That's fair.
Basically.
And there's the awesome face, which was like... It was an emoticon on the Something Awful forums.
It was a pre-emoji emoji. It's got all the hallmarks of an emoji.
Yeah. But... Except the Unicode Consortium didn't exist yet. Emojis didn't.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Emojis weren't even a concept in 2008.
No, you had like you had emotes which you had to type out yourself.
Yes, and that was :awesome.
Yes, and yes. if you really wanted to annoy someone, you'd include a nose in the emote. That I used to do that a lot. Like just just put like an up arrow in the emote to make it look like it had a nose.
Oh no!
People hate that. Well, which is why I kept doing it.
Yeah, and the awesome face, which is just... You only see it for, like, a second. It appears out of Garfield's blanket.
Oh, God, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the eyes going up and the big smile. And that is all... That was for, like, gosh, 2-3 years everywhere online.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You couldn't get away from it. Like, it was... It originated on Something Awful, and then
spread out from there. For those that don't know, you could pay $5 and just get any emoticon uploaded to Something Awful. That plus the cost of registration was how they paid their server bills.
Wait, was it only $5? I thought it was $30.
It was not 30. It could have been 10. I have not posted on Something Awful in quite some time, so I don't remember. And I've never purchased an emoticon.
It was $10 to register.
Yes.
And then I think an additional $5 to, like, change your picture and
your avatar
do all this stuff.
Yeah, avatars were $5. I remember that.
Mm.
An interesting economy.
Yeah, which is slowly but surely withering away, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 2020 now. I don't know how they still are making money. I have no idea.
I know there was recent we're getting very off topic, but I know there was recently a purge of like Nazis on the site, which is good.
Fucking hell, Jesus.
I mean, anything that's purging Nazis is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just bad to have them around.
Anyway, the point is the awesome face was it started on SA and then leaked into like 4chan and adjacent spaces, and it was just absolutely everywhere, to the point where like even people who weren't massively online at the time knew what the awesome face was.
Yes, definitely. So let's talk about the actual little animation clips. Are there any that stuck out to either of you?
Garfield like deflating.
Yes.
It is right there.
Garfield just collapsing. It says, "I'm ready to release." you got the Halo teabagging, of course, because this is from 2008.
That takes me back. Takes me right back.
When's the last time you gave someone a good teabagging in an online game?
Not since at least
like Halo 2, probably.
Yeah, like maybe like 2009, Halo 3, and even then, I did it and was like, I should really stop doing this. This is stupid.
I remember teabag taunting people on Team Fortress 2.
Yep.
And it felt retro then.
Yeah. Well, what was Team Fortress 2? Was it 2010, 2011?
2007 till present.
Oh, okay.
But this would have been like, 2012,
2013. Yeah.
Yeah, Miko, what about you? Any particular favorites of these?
I thought when I guess it's a wolf with the green eyes, like, singing the lyrics. I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
There's some clips in here that are extremely violent, like the gun and the rabbit one.
Yeah, like...
The cow being made into a burger.
Yeah, and immediately after that, it cuts to the cow being ground up. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, or... a running... So one thing that people who are familiar with this animator, Tyrrell, a.k.a. Cerberus, a.k.a.
Oh, it is Tyrrell. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry,
well,
I should have mentioned.
Cerberus,
yeah.
I was like...
Cerberus,
I was
a.k.a.
like, this
Tyrrell.
Looks like Tyrrell.
It's the same person, okay. Yeah. But one of the running themes in his work is rabbit destruction.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's,
I mean,
got,
it's in a
you've got something against rabbits.
I mean, just adorable bunnies having terrible things happen to them is, you know, that's classic comedy.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a whole thing for it, was there? Like, was it
bunny suicides?
That was the one. Bunny suicide. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a couple of bunny suicides pins.
You can take this back to Monty Python, man, if you really want to.
Oh, yeah,
course,
no,
yeah,
absolutely. The killer rabbit with the great sharp pointy teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got this horrible violent stuff intercut with just, like, silly things, like a squirrel freaking out, or, like, just some frogs croaking.
There are some, yeah. Yeah.
And a dog being keel-hauled behind a car.
That's...
Which is incredibly nasty.
Yeah, it's the other like kind of thing that just sticks out to me, just because it's, I mean, because it's immediately recognizable, but also it's like, okay, but why, is the scene of the piranha plant like
throwing up,
vomiting, and then hands up and tails has got like blood pouring out of one of his eyes. It's like,
I believe that's because the lyrics are talking about like the trees and the birds.
Oh,
and so
okay.
It's a
so piranha
plant vomiting and,
like
and tails,
bird.
Yeah, and tails just hemorrhaging blood.
Yep, tails is a bird. You heard it here first.
Yeah, that's it.
It's official.
Classification of birds.
Get at me,
that can fly.
Let's talk.
That's it.
Yeah, but so you mentioned like the animation here is very. It's very fluid.
Yeah.
It's some really nice frame-by-frame stuff. It's got a real personality. All the lines are nice and thick and cartoony chunky. It's also incredibly furry, as one would come to expect.
It's incredibly specifically, like, 2008 furry.
Yeah.
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 Expand on that.
I mean, like, that's just the thing that makes it the most 2008 furry is like the lol whoop hair and the awesome face.
Just
like,
being incredibly online.
Just
and
it's like
furry it, fandom adjacent.
Yeah, it's got that incredibly online feel to it, just because of those two, mainly because of those two factors.
And also, you can tell because almost every character is some kind of animal person.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You've also got a couple of references to Tyrrell's other work, like the robot that we see is from the robot breakdancing is from a longer cartoon called Crush, Kill, Destroy, Dance, that's right.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
Which just some cat robots absolutely destroy just people and rabbits.
Again,
and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Got some real beef against rabbits.
Yep. also you get, there's this, like, this fox person getting ensnared and presumably killed by what is, I guess, the furry version of the shit demon from Dogma.
Yeah.
okay.
There's the Steamboat Willie section as well, which is pretty nice
as
well.
It's really cute,
really well done.
You get a really good cross-section of the animator's sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just some really nice moments, like a little black creature appears on a branch, and the branch just unfurls beautifully.
It's kind of bordering on like that like lol random monkey cheese stuff, but like it's so well done that you kind of don't really mind too much.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think it holds together remarkably well, even though it's
like,
just a big shitpost.
It's like adjacent to that stuff, but it's like not quite there, which is why I
not quite.
Works.
Yeah, I think mostly because of the quality of the work that's being displayed.
Yeah, that too.
Kind of elevates it above there.
Yeah, and also because it goes, I think a lot of the jokey bits or the gross bits kind of go beyond what you'd expect from your standard flash violence.
Mm, yeah, because like the standard flash violence is like something violent happens, like that's the point. Yeah. Whereas with this, it just kind of keeps going.
Yeah, and then the frogs singing the chorus.
Yeah.
Because why not?
I think there's enough, like, just sort of just goofy silliness intercut between the violence.
Yeah, I get, like, shades of Asdiff movie a bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
In that it's, like, it's so rapid fire that nothing sticks for long enough for you to get annoyed at it or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. And we didn't mention, but of course there is three furries in a car doing the Night at the Roxbury head
again,
bob.
It's just further evidence of this being incredibly, like, 2008.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't really have that much in the way of Flash. Because we have talked about Tyrell's stuff before. Specifically, we talked about the Rockoons.
The Rockoons.
Way back in episode...
Oh, which one was it?
Episode The Pass. Scroll faster.
The number's less than this one. That's what I can tell you.
Way back in episode five.
Jesus Christ.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We said we'd get back to him.
Yeah.
And we did.
You guys had episode five? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
way back in the mists of 2018. Yeah.
The way back yesterday.
That was the episode where we looked at Dad's home.
We did.
Yeah.
And
the Demented Cartoon Movie.
Oh my God.
We should watch that again sometime.
No. Veto! I bet that one.
So Tyrell, aka Cerberus, was and still is a pretty prolific artist in the furry fandom.
Yeah.
As well as animator in the furry fandom. He's been around for, like, gosh, 20 years at this point, I think?
Definitely. I mean, we've seen stuff of his, like, at a convention fairly kind of recently.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is still doing like really, really cool stuff, but also is, you know, just tweeting a lot and seems to be, you know, doing the general, hey, I'm an artist pretty much full time, or at least almost full time.
Yeah.
And I make cool stuff that people want to see. And here is my Twitter with opinions about the Cats movie.
Kind of stuff. My God.
Which Tyrell apparently really enjoyed.
Well, I'm happy for Tyrell.
Well, at least one
person
liked it.
Yeah, someone liked it.
So there's not much extra fun background info, unless we want to look up that one Aqua song.
So the name of the song is Roses Are Red, apparently.
Oh, but that makes sense.
By Aqua, yeah,
it's all coming together.
That's it, yes.
Yep.
Roses Are Red by Aqua, it was them. They did Barbie Girl.
They did.
Yeah, mystery solved.
Cool. Okay. So let's move on and look at some of the comments.
Okay.
Miko, this is where you just copy paste. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there it is. Wow.
Okay. Yep. So let us take turns.
Oh my God. I've just seen all the names.
Yep. So Miko, would you like to start us off with the first exchange?
Yes. Yeah, so I pulled some of these from Fur Affinity, where this was uploaded initially.
Yeah. So since this isn't actually uploaded on Newgrounds, the original upload of this is on furaffinity.net, which is /was like a major furry site, and so
it still kind of is.
Yeah, and so Miko has helpfully gleaned some comments from that site, and we're going to be starting with this exchange.
Yes. So in 2008, when this was uploaded, one of the first comments was from Dragoneer, and if you don't know who Dragoneer is, at the time they owned Fur Affinity, and I think they're still an administrator even after the sale. I'm not sure what the deal is. I don't know what's going on. But this is the best ever, and then Cerberus replied with, won't be saying that when it costs you $670 in bandwidth, lol. And Dragoneer replied, oh great, that's like punching a dude in the balls when he's having a good time. I was enjoying this Flash, now I just got a monetary bitch slap, and the exchange rate wasn't to my liking.
Aww. Thanks, Dragoneer, I think.
Okay, Alex, you want to take the next one?
Okay. So this is a comment by Scoon in 2008, March 2008. It just says
she really doesn't want to read
this. I really don't. It says you win 31 internets.
Yeah. So now
There
are
your hair's gone grey.
What I'm
suddenly
about to
tell you have a cane.
I can feel like the teen, my teen self, like trying to claw its way out of my body.
So, you should also know there's a lot of these comments. I just picked one. There's
at
least 20 that are like this, with just a different number of internets that you have supposedly won.
I remember a time when comment sections used to just be like, just that, like, you win the internet, you win this many internets.
Please have 5 of my golden chocolate man babies, goon sire.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. So, well, speaking of repetitive nonsense, in 2012, Tolbo replied and said, never stop, 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 never stop. Never stop, 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 never stop. So I'm not really sure what they meant by that.
Please stop.
I think it's pretty clear what they meant, which is continue.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Okay. I'm really glad that we have you on here to help
translate
for us.
Yeah. I know it's a little confusing. It's a little ambiguous. It's fine.
And you also got some comments from YouTube. If you want to take the first one for us.
Yes. So, Big Funny 2003, 1 year ago, said, "I'm just here because a furry from Tumblr said this is what made him one."
Wow. Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder what part of this was someone's furry awakening.
I don't know.
I hope it wasn't the dog being dragged behind a car.
Or like the animal having its head inflated and exploding.
Well,
look,
maybe it was the long one.
Look, I don't kink shame you, Alex. Okay, you want to take the next one?
Oh my god. Okay, so. God, fucking YouTube comments are so fucking garbage. Big Oz 3 years ago just said ha 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 ha, and then posted like, I'm gonna say like 20 just smiley emojis, and then I'm dying over here.
I was so happy that the emojis copy and pasted into Notepad.
And finally, a year ago, Sparks Moto68K Fox said, "This flash is literally the reason I found out about furries back in like 2008 to 2009. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Probably the former." Godspeed, Sparks. So that was a fun trip down a very fuzzy memory lane.
Extremely fuzzy, you could say.
Extremely fuzzy. Like, I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And it makes me want to, like, watch more of his stuff, because I'm like, oh yeah, the animations are really fun.
Like, that was the thing that stuck out. Like, the raccoons stuck out in my mind mostly because of the animation quality for so long.
Oh yeah.
But when we decided to do this, that was, like, the first thing I fucking thought of.
Yeah, completely. So, next on the docket, we have the animutation. Entitled Gender Neutral. Just so you know, this flash contains some pretty graphic gore imagery. It's not real, but it's like from horror films. So, yeah.
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 So that was Gender Neutral.
Yes.
Mika, let's start with you.
That was certainly something.
That was extremely 2002.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what to say about that.
Cool. That's good for this discussion podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of extremely 2002, I caught the phrase, there's something about asinine conformity. And I was like, oh man, that's exactly what it was like to be in high school in 2002.
Yeah, especially with individuality through asinine conformity.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now, posting on my live journal that it's, you know, I laugh because you're all the same, you know?
Oh my god.
DeviantArt listening to Breaking Benjamin.
Oh my god, mentioning them, like, that's two episodes on the run.
Oh no, you're right. Look, I'm just trying to find my place in the Dark Age, okay?
Okay.
Breaking That's Benjamin, if you're listening, write in. We'd love to hear
Please.
From you. Please, write in. All members of Breaking Benjamin.
Every one of them. Write in together. We'll be able to tell who's who by the way you type. Just like in Homestuck. Every member of Breaking Benjamin has their own typing quirk.
I hate everything you're saying right now. Please stop talking.
Speaking of art... there is a lot of a lot of shit being thrown at us. If this is your first exposure to animutation, then welcome.
I'm sorry.
So a lot of the animutation we've looked at in the past has been with really peppy, upbeat, fast-paced music.
Not this one.
This one is very slow.
Yeah, it's in comparison to all the other ones we've looked at. This is by far the slowest.
Yes.
Yeah. The song is like slow J-pop, basically.
It's a children's song, it sounds
like. Yeah, it does sound like that, okay. Yeah.
I can kind of see that.
That's what it sounds like. We can get onto what the actual song is when we're doing some Flash R later. But first of all, let's just... With this kind of thing, you can't really pin down a plot.
Not really.
There is a vague thing about having, like, primary objectives and mission statements.
That keeps
and so
popping
on.
Up, yeah.
But they don't really amount to much.
No.
So let's just talk about the weird shit we saw.
Okay.
Alex, you want to go first?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
No, he wasn't in this, surprisingly.
No, he wasn't. No.
Usually you get a buddy Christ or two in there, but not this time.
God, I'm just trying to remember some of it. So Hello Kitty features prominently in this.
Hello Kitty is the protagonist, I assume.
For some reason. There was Harry Potter being stabbed in the forehead by the snitch.
No, it's not just the golden snitch, right? It's the golden snitch that is also the orb from Phantasm.
What?
So that's I know either of you have seen. So there is a series of horror films called Phantasm.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of Phantasm. Yeah.
And the orb with the little hooks in it that flies around and stabs you.
Yeah.
They just painted that gold, and that's the golden snitch attacking Harry Potter.
Okay. Well, good spot, because I missed that. Fucking hell.
I have not seen those films, so that was completely lost on me. Good catch. Yeah.
Phantasm 1, definitely worth your time.
Yeah, Phantasm.
The other three, acquired tastes.
Phantasm is different.
Oh, yeah.
fuck. Try to remember. There's just...
I did see someone cosplaying as the tall man at a con a while
ago. Did you,
ago.
Really?
Yeah. It
wow.
was like, this was like years ago, but I was like, sir, thank you.
That's fuck. I'm just trying to, like, there's so much stuff in it.
I saw Hillary Clinton a number of times.
Yeah, I was sure I saw Hillary Clinton.
There was
Clinton.
A lot of Hillary Clinton.
I saw Hillary Clinton. Kevin from Blue's Clues.
Kevin from Blue's Clues appears.
Shows up. God, what's his
I
name?
I think
from...
his name is Steve. I might be wrong, though.
Steve or Kevin. You know,
It's Steve because it's the American one. We in the UK
had Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Arguably a superior.
Why would they
one?
Change that for the UK? I don't...
Because, generally speaking, with our kids' CV, either for like really young kids, we tend to do it like in like British English.
Yeah, because not so much anymore.
It depends.
It does depend. Yeah.
I mean, like Paw Patrol is dubbed differently in
it
the UK
is, yeah.
to the US, for
That's
instance.
True.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
So wait, so they're. Let me get this straight. For Blue's Clues, they were overdubbing the live-action pieces with,
nope,
like...
No, they were not overdubbing anything. They filmed entirely new segments.
It was a whole
segments.
Different
what?
Show.
Just with a whole different guy.
With a different guy for the UK.
Yeah, the animation's all the same, but it's
okay.
It's a different man in a stripy jumper.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean...
Oh, and also the film segments with all the children.
Yes.
It's a letter from our friends. That was all redone for the UK market. And I believe in other markets too.
Yeah.
Like Australia, I think. They had a different person.
I think that's right, yeah.
And apparently there was a Korean version, I want to say, but I might be wrong.
I can believe that.
If you are a Blue's Clues aficionado, yeah, then please write in flashinthepancast@gmail.com and set us straight on this, because like, my mind is buzzing.
And also like in that same segment, just because the character sticks out, I don't remember the name of the character, which is really annoying me, from Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Zorak.
Those are just some of the things that show up.
Yes, we get a person wearing a beard of bees.
Yeah.
We get a lot of like really grisly. I'm gonna have to content tag this because
really
we get
violent.
A lot of like grisly screenshots from horror films.
Yeah, it's
of, like
really
people
horrible.
Being stabbed or like in a bath of blood and so on.
It's actually really really nasty in places.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have to try and think of other things, because
I mean, we start off. I mean, other recurring characters include one of the apes from Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Zaius, of course.
Oh, is this Dr. Zaius? That's right. Yeah,
that's Dr. Zaius. I saw the genie from Aladdin come out of O.J. Simpson's mouth at one point. That was a lot.
I mean,
of
who
fun.
Hasn't?
Most people.
I mean,
I haven't seen
the new Aladdin movie, so
I don't think O.J. Simpson was in that.
No, okay. He wasn't. That was
all
Will
right.
Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
For better or worse. Yeah, so we get Pokey the Penguin, we get Gurr from Invader Zim, because of course we do, it's 2002.
And the Pringles.
Yeah, we just get a
so
can of Pringles.
Like, original flavor Pringles.
Yeah.
Mr. Satin? Really?
Mr. Satin's in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, Mr.
Yeah,
T.
Yeah.
We get the Housemaster from Arfon House.
Yes.
We also get the Bomb from Duck and Cover.
Sprite of Tim Allen, yeah.
A sprite version of Tim
Allen
from the
sprite of Tim
Allen
that gets blown up. And Tim Allen, if you're listening, please write in. We would love to hear from you.
Would we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he writes
you
in,
tell me.
If he writes in, the only thing I want him to write is, that's all I want him to do.
That was a pitch perfect home improvement grunt, by the way.
I'm pretty good at that.
You
yeah,
really
that was,
are.
Yeah. I was not prepared for that, honestly.
No. Do you need a moment?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. At one point, there's a little window that pops up that's like a list of shrill, irritating women or something. And like Hillary Clinton shows up, a couple of others show up. Baby Bop from Barney the Dinosaur shows up, as well as Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh yeah, Chuck E. Cheese
tries
killing a child.
Little did we know, this was the jumping off point for Five Nights at Freddy's.
No, I mean, I think people had considered Charles Entertainment Cheese to be inherently creepy
for a long time.
This.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Look, I have beef with Chuck E. Cheese, because Chuck E.
Ooh.
Cheese acquired Discovery Zone, a North Jersey-based fun place that had no mascots. It was just you go and you run around and you do all the fun Chuck E. Cheese stuff.
Oh, like a soft play thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was just like a big maze, like an overgrown play place that you go. I went to a birthday party there once and it was really good, and now it's a Chuck E. Cheese. That's what I know.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
And it was Miko's best 26th birthday party.
Nah, this was the 90s. I went DZ at Discovery Zone. That's what you can tell the kids.
DZ, I get it.
That was their catchphrase.
Cool. Okay.
So.
Nice.
So on the Animutation Wiki, I'm just looking up the rest of the cast. But the the preview image they have, like to sell you on what gender neutral is. the image they have is let's just break it down. So you've got O.J. Simpson's mugshot in the bottom left.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Out of his mouth is appearing the animated Robin Williams genie. In the background, there is some kind of burning skeleton.
Yeah.
In the foreground, you've got a Darth Vader with Hello Kitty's head pointing at you. And in the background, you've got just a piece of meat being chopped with a bad JPEG of a meat cleaver. And that's just the thing that happens in this.
Just to be clear, when we say O.J. Simpson's mugshot, we mean the photo that was taken of him at the police station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just, like, a bad picture. It's a real, actual mugshot that was taken of him.
Yeah, the classic
one.
Yeah. The Los Angeles precinct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Oh, I just noticed in the cast, So you get to see Pennywise from It.
Yes, and, yes, you do. The Tim Curry
one. On this wiki, it is billed as clown? Question mark.
No, no, it's not. Later on, they do.
They
so,
do.
So the wiki is the animation wiki is pretty sparsely moderated.
Never mind. You're right. It is down here.
Yeah, it's like there are places like this thing, and then later on it's like, oh, it was this.
Yeah.
Haven't deleted the previous.
Oh, also, one of the gross images that I remember from the very first time I saw this it's like a close-up of like a pilot or something with goggles on, and he's got bugs in his teeth.
Yeah,
and
that's
really
horrible.
Unpleasant. I don't like that at all.
It zooms right into it as well, and it's like, but why? Why would you show me this?
Yeah, it's just, as with other animations, it's just bombarding you with this bricolage of pop culture detritus, which is great, but I don't think it works as well in this case, specifically because of the slowness.
Yeah, it's so slow, and also, I think, dare I say, too violent for it to... stand out.
I think so.
You know,
yeah.
I think the slowness kind of sets it apart from the other ones.
Okay.
I think maybe it would be more tolerable if they took the violence out.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other slower animations that we will be covering in future.
Yeah.
But I think the slowness combined with the fact that the song is really quite annoying.
It's not the best song to listen to.
No, I wouldn't.
Definitely, if someone was like, hey, what song do you want to put on? This would not be my go-to.
No, you wouldn't play this at, you know, first dance at a wedding.
No, not unless I wanted to be thrown immediately out.
Yeah, you know, you got to defer to the Grease Megamix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Miko, what are your thoughts on this as just a piece of media?
I generally agree with what you guys are saying. I think this is too slow, and because of that, I'm like, I'm already forgetting stuff that I literally just sat down and watched. Like,
yeah.
It's not sticking in my memory. Like,
it's
give me 2 days, I'm
brain.
Not going to be able to tell you anything about this.
Sure. Well, what I can tell people about this is, so we mentioned the mission statements that came up, the mission objectives, which pop up too quick for you to read unless you pause the video, which is pretty classic for animation stuff. On the animation wiki, some of them are written down, and I'm just going to give you a little selection.
Okay.
So, for instance, we've got astronauts are not allowed to eat beans before they go into space because passing wind in a spacesuit damages them.
Okay.
Damages the astronaut or the spacesuit?
Yeah, that's not clear.
For instance, we've got a baby in Florida was named True Will Laughing Life Bucky Boomer Manifest Destiny. His middle name is George James. See, that's fun.
are these true facts?
Let's see. In 1900, the third leading cause of death was diarrhea. There is a town in Texas called Ding Dong. These are all fun facts.
I like the... can I read one?
Please.
Because it is two games in one, Quidditch is pointless.
Take that, rolling, you hack.
Retire.
JK Rowling, retire bitch.
Yeah.
let's segue into some Flash.
Aha.
Because Miko, you did some research on this.
I certainly tried to.
Yeah. So we've run up against this before. The fact is, the creator DL Neutrino, who previously we covered when talking about Orphan House and Duck and Cover, basically disappeared off the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, Miko, did you find anything interesting?
Not really. I mean, so I found a lot of lovely physics papers when I was searching. That's what Google was giving me. So that's kind of where I got stuck. And then you're like, oh, but the Wayback Machine. So I went and I typed, Disaster Labs into the Wayback Machine. Based
Disaster
on the
Labs being being the website at the time.
Yes, so if you go to DL Neutrino's Newgrounds profile page, Disaster Labs is linked here, but it doesn't work. It hasn't worked for a long time.
No,
so I went to the Wayback Machine, and this also seems to barely work, because all the images are broken, and there's just a couple of paragraphs of text here.
Ah, that is
dated,
the...
dated 2007 and 2008.
Oof.
So.
That's the perils of automated archiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess those secrets are lost to time, like tears in rain.
Yeah.
I can tell you a couple of things, just that I've gleaned from the, again, the Animutation Wiki, which is a surprisingly valuable resource. Which is that Gender Neutral contains a lot of references to the webcomic Chicanery, which he was running at the time.
Oh, okay.
Which included stuff like the Hello Kitty Mushroom Cloud.
Ooh.
Pip, which is the creature from Chrono Cross that we couldn't identify.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's Pip from Chrono Cross.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's
and lots of
familiar.
Earthbound stuff.
Yeah.
On repeat viewings, the background at the end does change.
Does it really?
Yes. Which is nice. The song itself is from the Dragon Ball Z soundtrack. Yep. It is it's from one of the Dragon Ball Z movies. Here we go.
The world's greatest Gohan.
Tenkaichi Gohan, which means the world's greatest Gohan, from the first Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, okay.
And the lyrics are up, up in heaven's skies, a whale is swimming through. Its spout shoots up and turns into rain. It's just a storm cloud. This is like Susu Studio.
Yeah, a little bit.
Looks like a great Shinto priest octopus too. The sun is surprised by it and cooks it all up. And the floating takoyaki gets eaten by a dinosaur.
Okay.
Delicious. Oh, I want takoyaki now.
Takoyaki's good.
I haven't had it in ages.
Yeah.
Basically, the song is talking about how he is the world's greatest genius, even though he doesn't study, because he can see the whole universe.
Which Gohan are we talking about? It's like literal child Gohan?
We have translator's notes.
Okay.
This is a very happy song. Very bolded.
Yeah.
The kind of song that can only be produced by illicit substances. Gohan's drunken escapade around Garlic Jr.'s castle has to be one of the funniest scenes in any Dragon Ball movie, though his inebriatedness does make for trouble when it comes to translate the song itself. So thank you to Julian Grabowski for translating this song on a page which I think we are maybe three of the only people to ever visit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But you know what? That just makes it more special. Arigato gozaimasu. Julian Grabowski.
That means thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's finish off with some comments about Gender Neutral. Alex, you want to start us off?
Dead Commando, who gave it 5 stars January 8th, 2003. He said, I fear I have just become stupider.
How are you spelling stupider?
STOOPIDER.
Nice.
I liked it, but I mean, what's up with that movie, man? I like the appearances with Ranma.
Was Ranma in there? I didn't see Ranma.
I also didn't
may
see
have
Ranma.
Been, so. I think so. There was an anime character in there.
There was,
but I don't know if it was Ranma. It may have been a character.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't mention there is a through line between this and the previous Flash we watched, because like that we do get people in animal costumes, including a sexy furry cat girl.
Yes.
Oh, Ranma
yeah,
is in
Ranma's there.
Huh? How about that?
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Ranma.
Okay.
I like the appearances with Ranma, and for all the people who don't know who it is, it's the red-headed girl in the tiger thingy that's half guy. May not look it because he/she is cursed. True story, man. It happened to my cousin. Oh my god.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations on your cool non-binary cousin,
yes.
Dead Commander. MJ Noir 1 gave it only 1 star in 2002 and said, offensive. Why must people continue to make this stuff? Like Yatar and Bagagabop. This is ridiculous and a disgrace to Japanese culture. I'm pretty sure the person singing isn't saying Tang also. If you want to translate, get it right. And I'm American, not Japanese. I know I shouldn't say anything, and I'm not trying to start something. I just find this extremely offensive. And by the off chance a Japanese person had anything to do with the making of this, it's still offensive.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Okay.
Well, that's us told.
That's us told.
Okay, right. This is the last episode of Flash.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, there is something to be said about, like, the inherent humor of taking, like, song not in English. Doesn't it sound funny?
Yeah.
But at the same
some
time...
Some people just, it seems to sail right over their head.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, they're not saying Tang.
Yes.
It's like, well, no, that's the point. Like,
yeah. but at the same time, like, misheard lyrics are often just, they're just,
it's
not,
funny.
It's not that deep, I
no,
imagine.
It's not that deep,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I am as performatively woke as the next person, believe me.
Yeah.
You can listen to any other episode of this.
Yeah, and discover that for yourself.
But this is, it seems fine.
It's fine.
I mean, you know what? Like, I would be interested in seeing, like, a full, like, breakdown of this by someone who properly knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
But, it seems okay?
It's, I mean, it's, again, it's just, it's a little bit, like, over-violent, maybe, but...
Yes, yeah, but that hasn't got anything to do with the sort of cultural pointing and staring kind of thing.
No, not from that kind of viewpoint, no. No, I don't think so.
Mika, let's take the next one.
Okay, so 0,0 on October 25th, 2003, rated it 3 stars and said, WTF? You get the idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have no idea what possessed you to make this. Your video / sound timing is great, as usual. Keep up the... .. work.
Keep up the... work.
So, wow. Middling rating, middling comment.
Okay. Fenrir the Wolf... gave it 5 stars in 2004 and just wrote out one of the mission objectives.
Okay.
Which is, a 24-year-old psychoneurotic woman gulped down a 12.7-centimeter, 5-inch-long iron hinge bolt from a hospital door, which amazingly passed through the curve of the duodenum and the intestinal tract, and broke the bedpan when the patient successfully passed the object.
This is like... what? Okay, that reminds me of that... The I don't know if it's true, but the story of the guy who could, like, eat metal.
Oh, no, Monsieur Mange too.
That's the
he
one.
Was a real guy.
Yeah.
He had a plane.
Yes, he had a plane.
And bicycles and so on.
He was awarded a plaque.
And he had
for,
the plaque.
For his commemorating, congratulations, you ate a plane. And then he proceeded to eat the plaque.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like when the hydraulic press... channel got their special
YouTube button.
They just crushed it the hydraulic press.
Take that.
And Alex, you want to take the final one?
Why must you make me say these things?
Hell yes.
Ragezilla
oh, yeah.
gave it 4 stars, May 21st, 2005, and they said ... It was a good animation, but that's not the point. What is the blank what oh what the I'm gonna assume what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think Discord might have eaten some of the censorship stars.
Yes.
Okay.
It does, but
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, I am happy to go for the default that if anyone censors themselves in a post, then it's just fuck.
Yeah.
No matter what the context.
It was a good animation, but that's not the point. So what was the point? Please enlighten us there, Ragezilla. What was the point?
I mean, it might just be a commentary on, like, the gore imagery and so on.
Right, okay.
Which is a bit OTT.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, it doesn't really fit.
No.
No. Like, there are definitely better animations.
Definitely.
But at the same time, you know, 2002, this is still, you know...
I mean, there are better animations by the same guy.
Like... that's true. And maybe we'll come on to more of that in future.
Maybe even one day we'll find out what happened to DL Neutrino.
DL Neutrino, again, if you're listening, please write in.
If you're somehow out there listening to this, and please tell us what you've been up to, because we would like to know. Yeah.
We know from the Orphan House episode that Mysteru is not kill.
Yes! We'd also like to know if DL Neutrino is also not kill.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we did a Mario.
Yes, yes it has.
And I think it's time to do a Mario, because it's been a while since we did the Mario and moved our arms from side to side.
Come on, it's time to go do the
Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
Take one step, and then again.
Come on, it's time to watch the People's Mario. Boom, nailed it.
Got it.
Good segue. Good work,
me. We got
me.
There, we got there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh!
Mario.
The people's Mario is deepest red.
Very, very good.
I have one thing that I couldn't stop thinking about.
Okay.
Blood. 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 Blood? Blood. And bits of sick.
I know people who use subtext, and they're all cowards.
There we go.
There you go, yeah.
So the people's Mario. It is very stylish, very violent.
Yes.
Alex, you want to take this one as the hardcore gamer girl that you are?
Okay. So we have what is the take on just like a really, really silly, like theory back in the day that Mario was like communist somehow, because when he goes in the castle, he raises the flag with a red star on it. Communism.
That's all communism is.
Anyway, so this person was like, that's a neat thought. Let's follow that through to its logical conclusion, which is just a cartoon starring Mario, heavily inspired by, like, communist propaganda of the era.
Kinda, yeah.
And Mario just absolutely goes to fucking town on some Goombas. He's brought his hammer circa Donkey Kong era.
Yeah, except in this case it's like a full on hardcore sledgehammer. For hammering railroad ties.
Yeah. And he just fights a bunch of Goombas that a Koopa Troopa makes an appearance at one point, which he shoves back into its shell and kicks. He uses a power-up mushroom.
Yeah. Well, he needs the power-up mushroom because he's been attacked by a Goomba.
Swarmed by the Goombas.
Yeah.
And then he takes the castle.
Mm.
And that is pretty much it. It's fairly, as a concept, it's fairly simple and straightforward, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the execution is really good.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miko, you have any thoughts?
No, I would agree with that. I'd say the animation style itself was actually like pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say it's doing this thing where it has like an overlay of like some kind of texture, almost like you're watching BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's very noticeable, and I don't think it detracts from it. But
No, not really.
I think overall the spinning of the shell looked really good after he kicked it. And then the explosion after the shell is done looked very bad. So,
yeah, a little bit.
Very stark contrasts.
Speaking of contrast, there's some very obvious 3D stuff in here as well.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, like you can tell that there's some experimenting going on, which
definitely is
nice.
It kind of so the one thing that it does remind me of watching it again, and also just because last year we watched Super Mario Bros. Z.
Yes.
And it kind of slightly reminds me of that a little bit.
There is definitely some Dragon Ball Z, especially the jump as well.
Yeah,
when he jumps up into the fucking sky.
Yeah, he just rockets off like, hey guys, remember when Mario could just...
And he becomes a lens flare.
Fly without a power up.
Yeah.
Remember when that happened?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that I noticed about this flash,
yes,
is that the song by the Red Army Choir is credited as the Russian Red Army Choir.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
but the song just reminds me of that old Great American Songbook standard. Oh, where has my little dog gone?
What?
Really? I wasn't picking up on that.
Where did you get that from?
From my brain making the connection between the two songs.
Oh wait, no. Yes,
I'm trying to. It's been so long. Hold on.
Now that I kind of put the two songs together in my head.
Where, oh, where's my little dog?
It's a different...
It's not one-to-one.
It's a different time signature, I think, but yes.
Yeah.
I can see how you got there now.
I can see that.
Thank you for enabling my brain. So you got a shaky cam going on in cinematography, which, you know, just like 1917 in theaters now.
You kind of saw that?
I did.
Yeah. How was it?
It's very, very well made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worth seeing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Not a comedy.
No, I know that.
It's a miserable film. I know
it's not funny. It's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It's a war movie.
It's a very war movie, yes. There's one bit where he's reaching for the Cuba shell and his hands just, like, inflates.
Yeah.
Because the foreshortening doesn't really work. Yeah, and it kind of looks like those really bad memes of, like, you know, like, give me your phone.
Oh, yeah. It does. It is a little bit. But, again, it's like, how much of that was, like, limitations of the software? Like, how much
I'm not, I'm not criticizing out of dislike. I'm just saying that it was very noticeable.
It does,
so now,
like, yeah.
Now what I'm thinking of is Foo Fighters' ever-long music video, except made in Flash. Somebody make it happen. Let's go.
I mean, it might have happened already. Alex is the one most likely to have seen an ever-long Flash video of the three of us.
Can't say that one immediately
springs to mind. Maybe not a shot-for-shot remake like I'm envisioning, where Dave Grohl's hand grows and he just smacks the shit out of everybody.
Dave Grohl wants your phone.
What games you got?
So a couple of things I noticed from an ideological point of view.
Okay. Okay.
So it's interesting that this uses a lot of, you know, that we kind of uses the popular consciousness communist propaganda imagery and stuff.
Yes.
And you got the Red Army choir in the background. And everything is black and red.
Yes.
And there's the flag at the end. And you know it's all very yes, the Mario he fights for people against evil Goombas,
yeah,
right. So I'll get onto that in a second.
Okay, yes, but I think I know what you're going to say about that. I had a similar thought, but go on.
So the image of a single lone man fighting the faceless hordes is one of the most common anti-communist themes in the West, in like Western literary canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really work from that perspective.
No. That was my thought. That was the thought I had. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that interested me that I'm gonna spin back around on them. I'm gonna zag on them, which is so you'll notice that after Mario takes out a bunch of Goombas with the same shell, he doesn't get a one up. You know why?
Why?
Because the revolution is permanent. It never dies.
It's pretty good.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so that weirded me out. And also, I don't know if I've ranted about this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
But I fundamentally disagree with the idea of Mario, a state-sponsored vigilante against the uprising masses,
yeah,
literally working for royalty, is somehow anywhere near left-wing, let alone communist.
Let's talk about coins, okay?
Yeah,
let's
talk about fucking coins. Miko, bring it.
I did not think this one through. Oh, man. There's coins, and that's how you can exchange them for goods and services in a capitalist society.
Well, I mean that's commerce. We gotta have a differentiation between
there's commerce and capitalism.
Because commerce, which exists in most forms of society, and capitalism, which is the commodification and deification of commerce, and profit above all things. But in particular, let's talk about frog suits. You see, a frog suit is made out of a certain number of yards of waterproof material.
Yes.
Right. So the actual value of of, say, 10 yards of frog suit material compared to the value of a completed frog suit, there is a difference between the finished suit and the material itself.
It gets rolled into the gross domestic product of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? Mario has been shown time and time and time and time again to primarily protect the political and economic interests of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And specifically the monarchy.
Yeah. Yeah, you've definitely never gotten into that on the podcast before. That was incredible. Thank you for sharing that.
That's going to be hell to edit.
don't edit it all. Just keep it all in.
And Alex, I believe that you looked up some stuff about the creator of this.
Oh, yes.
Do you think it's time for some...
Flash. Okay. The People's Mario.
The People's Mario.
It was uploaded by Celerent, April 15th. 2006. It's front page, weekly user choice, daily feature. It's been viewed, as of recording, 1,000,000 336,170 times.
Which is colossal.
That's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
So, Acceleran, if you go to the Newgrounds page, you'll notice there have only been 6 animation uploads by Acceleran. This is his first one to Newgrounds.
Wow.
His final animation is Space Rocket, which was in 2009. No uploads on Newgrounds since 2009.
So it's been 10 years.
So I was able to find his YouTube channel. Uh-huh. So his YouTube channel showcases some demo animations. It also features videos of him playing Lumines and the PSP game Gunpei. There are a couple of videos of him at concerts in Chihuahua, Mexico in 2007, which is where his Newground page says he's from.
Any good bands?
I didn't actually take note of who it was he was watching. And there's also a demo reel of animation that he created while studying at the Vancouver Institute of Media and Arts.
Oh, damn.
So he seems at some point... So I know you said there's 3D stuff in here. So at some point, he seems to have moved on from Flash and just gone, like, totally into 3D.
Okay.
Because there is a 3D animated video on his channel called Ballbot, which he put up, which was created in Maya. It's just totally done in the 3D animation software Maya. That was in 2011.
Okay.
There have not been any uploads from Celerant on his YouTube channel since 2011.
Hmm.
So what's Celerant been doing between 2011 and now?
Can I guess?
Go on.
Celerant is now a high court judge in the Mexican court system and recently participated in a landmark ruling on food regulation.
No.
Oh.
Celerant
was I close?
Currently not even close. Celerant is currently, I mean, judging from what I've just told you and the video that we just watched, Celerant is currently the lead animator at a game studio based in Mexico called Lienzo, who published a 3D action-adventure game called Mulaka, which is actually available on all current generation consoles, PC, and it released back in February 2018.
Oh, well then.
So that's what Celerant's doing now. He is lead animator at a Mexican game dev studio that have literally, like, just a couple of years ago, put out a game, which seems to have been reviewed fairly well.
Neat.
Nice.
So there you go. He seems to have gone from...
He done well.
The People's Mario into...
Being a capitalist swine.
Yes. God, yeah, way to stick to your principles, Celerant. Jesus.
Boo.
No, I'm really glad that he's doing well.
Yeah, that's nice. I always like when we hear success stories out of this stuff. That's cool. Shall we finish off with some comments?
Yes, let's read some comments about the People's Mario. Now, one thing I'm just going to say before we start the comment proper is... A lot of people were complaining about how violent this was.
Oh, yeah.
Which really struck me as odd because, like...
It's Newgrounds. I would say a majority
of the uploads which contain Mario, like, between 2005 and 2008 are, like, horribly violent.
Since ever. Mario violent.
Mario violence is, like, not a new thing. So I don't know why on this one in particular that seems to have been, like,
If it weren't for the intersection of Mario, violence, and farting, Newgrounds wouldn't even exist.
Yeah, no, it would just it would just be an idea that someone had somewhere and never followed through with.
What if Mario, but he was... What if he hugged? No.
No. What if he drove an ambulance? No. Anyway.
Oh, no. He's just getting into navigator territory now.
Oh, no.
Mario got breast cancer? If you don't like the People's Mario, you are stupid. I'm sorry. That's not polite, but it's true.
It's funny because we mentioned something awful earlier on and I've just come fucking full circle back to it. Anyway,
yay.
Let's read some comments.
Miko, you want to start us off?
Sure. So Ian V 3020 in 2008 said, awesome. Too awesome to rate. 0 stars.
He went out of his way to give it no stars whatsoever because he liked it that much.
Wonderful. Pistol651 said, music sucks, but it's funny. Look at the title.
Okay.
I see the title. Now what?
Beeple's Mario. Now what?
Look at the title. Goodness knows.
I see it. It's here. Like,
It's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. So, Sala Commander? Yeah, Sala Commander, April 29th, 2007 said, kind of cool. Now all you need to do is make the people Sonic.
See, that makes sense.
It does.
So, see, Sonic is, like, literally a freedom fighter.
Yep.
You know? Against an oppressive tech bro corporatocracy.
Yep. That
also,
would...
also, all the backgrounds in Sonic, checkerboards. You know what that means? Ska.
Ah, please, somebody please email in with your best communist ska music, please.
Oh my god. I mean, there's already ska music in Sonic games. That's already happened.
It has.
I mean, it's just
that's
a logical step.
Oh dear. Yeah, you see the means of production on the ground, you just gotta
pick it up.
Nice. Okay, Miko, you want to take the next one?
Sure. Abooter 7 in 2018. Ooh, pretty recent.
Yeah.
Says, yeah.
This is so nostalgia, and Mario is first video game character I ever seen in my life. Space! Exclamation point.
Aw, that's really
that
sweet.
That was just wholesome.
It
I
really
like
is,
one.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, for a lot of people, Mario is the first game character they ever seen in their life.
It was the first game character I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first one I ever saw was... it was definitely Sonic, because I went over to a friend's house, and he had a Mega Drive, and we proceeded to play Sonic 2, and I was not very good at it, but I liked watching him do the special stage because it was in 3D, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I think mine was Sonic also at a friend's house at a birthday party. I told my parents I wanted a Genesis, and they got me Super Nintendo instead, and I think I dodged a bullet there. So,
you're gonna get an angry letters, Miko.
Look, we all know how Sonic's been in a roller coaster over the years.
Yeah,
get into it.
Poor Sonic. It was definitely Mario for me. It was.
I mean, you live and learn.
It was.
Whoa.
It was Mario, Super Mario All-Stars. First game I ever played.
And it was a compilation. You're such a poser.
Oh, well, there you go. How are you going to do?
Right, Deforney Threel, or Daniel.
Or Daniel.
Deforney Threel, in 2012, said, Russian Mario? That was...
There it is.
Sorry, oh, I do love a good spelling error. That was probably the weirdest Mario I've seen.
Probably.
The weirdest Mario I've seen.
That was.
Probably
got me too.
That is how it's spelled. Yeah. In case you're wondering.
It's spelled as it sounds.
And this last one, another excellent spelling error, this one. This one's by Silk with an E.
Silka.
April 17th, 2006 said... Dud. I think that's meant to be like dude, but without the E.
Dud.
Nicely done. Got to love the violent Mario game. Perhaps a level 2. Mushrooms are just the beginning.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms are just the beginning. Is something I say to myself frequently.
Mushrooms are just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
Then
I add the rest of the ingredients.
Well, mushrooms may be just the beginning. But we are going to be coming to the end shortly, but not before. We teased it earlier in the episode.
Oh,
You've stuck around like good little flashy tears, and we value you. We value your audience-ness.
There you go.
Audience-ity.
Sure.
We value your density.
Thank you for listening is what we're trying to say.
Yeah. And here's your reward. You have begged for this since, like, episode 1.
Oh, boy.
Like, this is one of the most requested things we've got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to list names because it would be, like, in the double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are about to experience crab battle.
Are you insane? A knife is useless against those massive claws. They could rip a tank apart. Jesus Christ.
Snake, snap out of it. There are more pressing matters at hand. You have to find and destroy the Shagohod.
But the demon...
Snake, will you you just shut the hell up and stab it?
Counterbalance the knife, quick slash, and return. Okay, let's do this, motherfucker.
That's the thing, right?
Miko, you want to go over the plot?
Well, the plot is there's a lot of screaming and shouting.
Yep.
And so Snake shows up in the cave, and then there's a crab, and then he has to fight the crab, and it goes extremely poorly.
It goes so badly.
That's the plot.
Yep.
It goes about as badly as it could have possibly gone.
Yep. Naked Snake, the super spy, mm-hmm. on one of his first major assignments, mm-hmm. deep in the Russian jungles,
yep.
encounters a crab in a cave, and he's terrified of it. Like, he knows that this fight will go very badly.
Yeah, he knows, yeah.
And he's reassured by his contact, paramedic, on the radio, on the codec, sorry.
Yes.
And she's wrong, because he just gets fucked up.
Yeah. The crab, like, it fucking kills him.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun parody of Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the voice acting is a pretty good pastiche.
Yeah, it's, he did actually the guy who did the voice.
Crab.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job of imitating David Hayter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And the crab acting was amazing.
It was.
It behaved about as you'd expect for a crab.
Especially in a Flash cartoon, yeah.
Especially in a Flash cartoon, yeah. It's also way more violent than I remembered.
Yeah, I didn't remember it being like that.
Yeah, no, like he loses an eye to the crab, and it's just hanging out.
This is just the secret truth about how he actually lost that eye. What do you see in the game is bullshit. This is actually what really happened.
Okay, I'm glad to have the record set straight.
It's a cover-up by the...
Yes, there you go. Yes, it's just suppressed by the... Until it was released in whatever year this came out.
Yeah, you know I'm going to edit over that and say the la-li-li-la-la.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
That seems fair.
I like this animation a lot. Like, there's some nice attention to detail.
Mm.
Like, the snake model is good.
Yeah.
It's very much Snake. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got the right proportions.
Yep.
He's got the right facial expression as well.
He's got all the right heads-up display stuff.
Yeah, the HUD looks great. He even emulates the credit style, which I really enjoyed.
The codec is spot on.
The codec's good, yeah. What looks less good is that all the environments are very choppy JPEGs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was about the default, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Looking for... Unless you wanted to draw a whole background, and I know a lot of artists, and none of them like drawing backgrounds very much.
No, it seems to be a sticking point for a lot of them.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. Do you want to talk about the choreography, maybe?
I mean, as far as the choreography between of a man fighting a singular fucking crab.
Yes.
It was excellent.
It's so
silly.
It's such good slapstick.
Yeah.
And I promise this isn't damning with faint praise, because I genuinely mean it. It does remind me of some of the better fight scenes in South Park.
Okay.
Because you've got the character rigged in a similar kind of way.
Yes.
But you've also got, like, some really good comic timing, some really good comic choreography.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, you know, the punchline is extreme ridiculous violence, which was South Park's bread and butter.
Yeah, that was pretty much their MO.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you know, I mean that in a good way, that reminded me of that. You know?
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, because especially, like, 2000 South Park, like, they put effort into some of the animation stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah, they really did.
I
remember some of it being, like, actually impressive to me at the time.
Yeah, this is really fun. I love that until... Like, if you haven't seen this before, and hopefully some of our listeners hadn't seen this before, so they got the surprise of when he's preparing to fight the crab, and you, as the viewer, think, well, obviously he's just going to, like...
He's just going to stab the crab,
and it's going to be fine, but no. But no, as he's practicing his swipes, the crab grabs the knife.
He breaks.
And just shatters it.
That's one strong fucking crab.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Miko, do you have any favorite parts?
I mean, there's not a lot of parts to this. We kind of talked about most of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I still do not understand the Ollio guy. I didn't understand it back then, and I still don't understand it now. That.
He's credited as Crazy Jamaican Man?
Yeah. Is that like a really deep cut MGS reference that none of us understand?
I can guarantee I've done the whole Metal Gear Solid thing.
Okay, right.
That's nowhere near it. Okay. No, it's just absolutely random bullshit.
Okay, well, I mean,
it's kind of like the Was Up guys.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was going for.
I don't know. I still don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
Maybe if it is anything, then please write in, tell us about it. Because
what are your theories on the Ollio guy?
Yeah. Are you an Ollio truther? but it kind of makes me think of like the old like Howard Stern Baba Booey kind of call style.
Maybe that's where
you just like call someone and you've got like a soundboard back in the day. Are you thinking of the Duke Nukem one as well?
I am now thinking of Duke Nukem repeatedly saying that he has
balls of steel. so it's good. It's well animated. The music choices are perfect because the Metal Gear Solid 3 soundtrack is immaculate.
Excellent, yeah.
If you needed something to say, what was the internet like in 2005? This is probably the first thing I would give.
Crab battle.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that reminded me of South Park, actually, is just like the extended like grunting, mumbling kind of comedy.
The same thing over and over.
Well, it reminds me of like the classic, you know, they took our jobs kind of thing.
Yeah.
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 Back from way back when South Park tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Miko, you wanted to talk about Crab Battle for some interesting reasons, didn't you?
Yes.
So this is where you say flash and we say ah. So
let's get into some Flash.
Ah!
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so when you ask me to guest, and you're like, yeah, pick a cartoon we'll watch, and I'll be like, you guys still haven't done Crab Battle, huh? So, I picked it, yep. And the reason for that is that me and the creator of this, Krish Bo, shared a posting spot in the mid to late 2000s, and you may have heard of it. It is called forum.vgcats.com.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
There it is.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, yes it is. And,
please,
for the
uninitiated, please.
Explain so VGCats.
And I will tell you, there is at least one other person that has guested on this very podcast that was also posting there. I'll let you guess who it was. At the time that this came out, and then it immediately skyrocketed to the top of the Newgrounds charts,
yes.
Krish Bo would not let you forget that he created Crab Battle to the point where his custom user title on the VGCats forums got changed by an admin to be I Made Crab Battle.
It's all about the hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Wow, that's great.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so what was the reaction at the time? For someone who was in the thick of it.
So this is a long time ago. It's a little hard. So I feel like, generally, people liked the cartoon, and then people did not like how the fame kind of got to Crispo's head for a little bit. It was a little obnoxious at the time.
Mm.
So, you know, as time went on, you know, not it kind of died down, and he went back to being a normal poster.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just the first, like, 2 months after that were a little rough.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, yeah, I guess, what year was this?
This was 2005.
This was 2005.
Okay, yeah. So
this would have been, like, the summer I graduated from high school.
Yeah, so, like,
down.
I mean, you're like, a young teen, and, like, something you've made just gets, like, incredible popularity. That is gonna go to your head. Like
a little bit.
It's gonna happen, especially when you're like that age. You're gonna be like, "Holy shit! People like and enjoy a thing that I made." So I think it affects people in different ways. But,
yeah, and I'm assuming he was roughly the same age as me. I would have been 17 at the time.
Yeah, like, so. if yeah, I didn't really get anything that was, like, notably, like, did notably big numbers until I was in my 20s. Yeah. So, like, I kind of... But, like, I can kind of see being, like, a teen and making something that, like, got really, really popular and being, like, really fucking smug about it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, like, in retrospect, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. At the time, I was like, I'm like, man, this guy's, like, really being a dick about it. God, I'm like, no, yeah. I get it now.
Legally changes his name to Crab Battleman.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's why I picked this cartoon. So, in my research... I have found out that, and this one is actually in the description on Newgrounds Now, so he went back and edited this in. In 2014, he did a remastered version of Crab Battle, which I guess he just, like, expanded the Flash to the biggest window that he could and recorded it and put it on YouTube.
I thought you were going to say he expanded the universe.
Yep. So there is Crab Battle HD on YouTube, which I think is in 1080p.
Yep.
So you can watch that if you would need a little more resolution in your crab battle.
Yeah. Mm. I mean there's plenty of resolution in the cartoon. I mean, Snake just dies.
Yeah, that's pretty final as resolutions go.
Yeah.
And then
I could not find a whole lot about Crispo himself, because apparently this is a very popular first and last name combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
What I did find out is that he is apparently part of a group of animators that's like, it's like four or five people. And they go by Toonworks, TOONWERKS.
Ah, yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he is a part of that collective, and they don't seem to have put anything out recently. The last thing they uploaded was in 2017.
Hmm.
So I don't know if they're just taking a break or what. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I do know that Crispo, we've covered him before, because we've looked at a couple of Legendary Frog things, and
Crispo has been a part of a couple of them.
He's been like a career-long collaborator with Legendary Frog. He was part of the Matrix Has You, and also with Legendary Frog, in the recent years, he's been working on the Lloyd cartoons for the...
Yes, those are all uploaded on his account.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, which are the Talking Cat cartoons for the internet reviewer whose name escaped me. Cinema Snob guy, yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Crispo is, you know, he's still like a jobbing animator and graphic designer and stuff.
Yep, good for him. I'm sorry that everybody on the VG Cats forums was super mean to everybody else. Do not.
I mean, it was a forum in the mid 2000s.
Yeah, I was about to say the exact thing. It was a forum in, like, what was it, 2005?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it became like seriously one of the most toxic communities online.
Well, when you have a forum based on a webcomic that decides not to upload for years at a time,
Updated Mondays.
You're communicating Updated Mondays.
That is the oldest joke. This is the oldest fucking internet joke that exists.
Oh dear. After long enough without input from the thing that you're a fan of, a fandom just kind of starts to eat itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we super turned on Scott Ramsamer over the years to the point where, like, every time he would post a comic, we would ridicule it relentlessly, to the point where one day he got fed up and fucking deleted the forums out from under us.
you sound proud, Miko.
Because I was a part of that thread, and I'm like, you know what? I got to kill this horrible community that had plagued my life for 5 years.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and then I made a new forum for the Exiles, and that went even worse, so that was a mistake.
Oh, now that's a blast in the past.
Making your own forum.
Don't do that, so...
I'll make my own forum, and all the mods will be my friends, and everyone will have fun.
It's gonna be great. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so now, I would say 95% of the people who posted there hate me now, and some of the other people who do not hate me either found their way to Let's Play, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So...
Yep. It's a lot of water under a bridge.
Yeah,
and you know what else lives in the water? A crab.
Oh my god!
So let's finish off with some crab comments, shall we?
Sure. Hit me. What you got,
Miko? You want to start us off?
Okay. Let let's see here. Fransford in 2018, pretty recent.
Oh, yeah.
Gave it 5 out of 5 and said, I still tear up in laughter after 13 years. And there is no space between the number 13 and the word years.
No.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's still good. It's still funny, yeah. Insane Pain said, sorry, but this wasn't that good.
Oh, no.
Gave it 1.5 stars back when it came out in 2005.
Okay.
And continued, saying, normally I score high, but I'm sorry, I just couldn't find this funny except when he first encounters the crab, capital C.
Mm-hmm.
The actual crab battle was way overdone, and it just wasn't funny at all. The graphics were good, and the style was well done with the ole 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 o thing happened. Sorry, but randomness just isn't as funny as everyone else thinks. The sound was okay, the looping dropped sometimes. The violence was great, loved the eyeball popping out, but the humor was dry. I mean, I like your other submissions a lot. Some of them are my favorites here. But I think this one is a big letdown, and really overall isn't as great as everyone makes it out to be. Sorry, hope you make more Flash, but something better than this. And throughout, the capitalization is just kind of random. Mm. And like,
yeah, he randomly capitalizes the first word of just random word, the first letter of random words.
Yeah, like...
don't understand why.
Like it's a copy of some medieval text. Yeah,
you always got that one guy who was like, it's random, it's not funny, everyone else is having a good time. You always got that one, it's just not good.
Oh.
You always get one person.
I mean, if you're not into it, I can see this being very annoying.
I can get that,
especially the early audio guy.
Yeah, that doesn't... None of us can really make head or tail of that, so...
Yeah.
Rest of
yeah,
it's
I
good,
still...
Though.
I don't know.
Shrug. Massive shrug.
Okay. Budokai Master 4, number 4, Life.
Best username so far.
May 24th, 2005. 3.5 out of 5. Ha! Liked it! Hey, this was pretty good. Well, I liked it anyway. It will be protected. What?
Okay.
It will be pushed down the stairs and thus protected.
Well, okay, sure. Fine.
Budokai Master for Life is the pusher robot.
What did you mean it will be protected?
I don't know.
What did you mean?
I don't know. Maybe Budokai Master for Life as a Master of Budokai and thus a fighting champion will, you know, lay their body on the line.
To make sure that Crab Battle is preserved for the rest of his life. An honourable thing to do.
Is what Paramedic would have wanted.
Yes, it is.
Right. Miko, you want to finish us off?
Sure. Secret Mapper in 2011 said, that was hilarious. That was fucking hilarious. Rating 0 out of 5.
Ah, oh, there it is.
There's always one.
It's a classic.
I loved it. No stars.
It's great. No stars.
Yeah, so that was a crab battle. And that was... a hell of an episode.
It really was.
Thank you so much for joining us, Miko. Would you like to stick around with us for our brief letter segment?
Yeah, sure. Hit me.
Okay, then. So we've got a few emails, because last time we asked you to email in and tell us, hey, it's the new year, it's the new decade. What do you got planned?
Oh,
what do you got going on?
Yes, and I almost emailed in to this very podcast saying... I'm going to guest on your podcast next year. But I didn't.
Oh, that would have been a power play.
That would have been great.
So
ZS wrote in and said, dearest observers of the mystical beast Erecho.
Okay.
Looking into the Erecho year of 2020 will be a lot of self-improvement, trying to get back into art and animation more, making sausages, and researching old UK shows for the chillens. As a thought, is Waterman the ultimate example of dating internet comedy by the references it calls back? Waterman's on our list. We will explore this in the future.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, ZS.
I like that, looking into the Erecho year of 2020.
The year of our Erecho.
He's strong and powerful. And he has reviewed every Flash.
Yep. Great Joe, our frenemy, wrote in and said, hi, hey there, I'm going to move out. Yeah, moving houses, everybody. Woo!
Yeah, okay, awesome.
Hey.
I'm really glad to hear that. I'm excited for Joe.
Yeah. You go it. You go it.
Go. You go, you, Joe.
Go, Joe. Yo, Joe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Baxter.
Oh.
Friend of the show, Baxter, said, lovely, exciting plans for next year. This 2019. Bax.
Hey.
Baxter.
Well, hold on.
To be fair, 2019 was a really long one, so.
Yeah, so this is 2019 too.
Two, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Baxter said, this 2019, I'm going to fill my shelves with books I bind myself.
Whoa.
Filled with the works of friends and family who want to contribute. Art, books, poetry, stories. It's going to be sewn and pressed and glued.
Nice.
That's a really cool project to have.
Yeah, I hope that goes really well for you.
Yeah, thank you, Baxter.
I could never do that, so no. Good job.
Yeah, and we've got Jasmine, who's written in many times before,
yes.
Lovely friend of the show.
Yes.
You want to take her?
Okay. Jasmine says, hey friends, my plans for this year are in the short term, hang out with nearby friends more. A sheep friend boy bounty I podcasted with might finally feel up to a real life hangout, or I can hopefully witness him witnessing the witness. A friend from high school is finally back in Victoria after spending years in Tasmania, so I want to show off Outer Wilds to her and her boyfriend. I always get that and Outer Worlds mixed up, which
everyone
seems
does.
To everyone. Long term, I wish I could be more consistent so I could offer commissions, start to save up, help my long-distance girlfriend get a new place in the States or visit down here. Anyway, enough of me being a sappy nerd. Love y'all, Jasmine.
Thank you, Jazz. Love y'all too.
I hope that all of your plans pan out.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of cool stuff.
It does, yeah.
And finally, Sevlock wrote in and said, man, I hope 2020 goes well.
Mm-hmm.
Big same. I plan on moving out on my own with my boyfriend.
Hell yeah.
And looking for a new job, preferably something in the cannabis industry, to be frank. Long.
Fair enough.
Weed.
Yeah.
2020, blaze it. fun fact, this year, there are lots more 420s than usual.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a whole month of them.
Nice.
Sevlock continues, it's about damn time I started living on my own and growing as a person. Excited to see what the future has in store for me and my friends. Hope your guys' year goes swimmingly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I hope so too.
Yeah, me too. So
me
far,
too.
Not much of a difference from 2019, but I haven't had too much time in the year yet.
We've only had a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, at the very least, it sounds like you'll be able to hook us up with some dank nugs if everything goes south, so.
That's not legal here yet.
Not yet. Miko, you got any cool plans for the new year?
I gotta plan a wedding.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I got engaged over Christmas. That was pretty cool.
I just remembered that. Fucking super congratulations.
Hooray.
Yes, thank you. I have this crazy wish list idea. Apparently the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, New Jersey does weddings, and I want to do that, but I have no idea how much it costs or if I can afford it, so.
Well, I mean,
we'll see.
Yeah. Let's have a look into it, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's the dream.
It's a good dream.
Nice.
Yes, and in 2020, I should, theoretically, be finishing my undergrad degree at the age of 33.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, by the way, if you're walking around NJIT and you see me, say hi. I'll be there.
Yeah. Just look for the blue dog person.
He's there. Yeah.
He's there.
Also, shout outs to whoever else. At one day, I saw somebody walking around campus with a Hyena Agenda shirt, and that's a fucking power move. So shout outs to that guy.
Nice.
Okay, cool. So so that guy, if you're listening to the podcast,
right
then.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which is possible. I don't know. Just saying.
I am hoping to get a new job.
Mm.
I'm hoping to got a couple of cool concerts lined up, which would be nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and I might save up to not only get a decent laptop, but I might finally get a tattoo I've been thinking about for a while.
Really?
I'm still milling around it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I would like to do. The problem is I'm utterly terrified.
Oh, you're a big baby.
Of needles.
Yep.
I'm not a baby. I have a phobia of needles.
So do most babies.
Different.
My problem was always I never could decide what to get.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I have a few ideas.
Yes.
Some of them are very obvious if you know me.
Yep.
And
you're gonna get a full Banjo-Kazooie back piece.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them back there.
Yeah.
For me, the immediate thing that springs to my mind is so I can't remember if I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I did actually manage to put a band together properly.
Yes, you have mentioned
in
that
the back end of 2019. We have not played a show yet, but we've rehearsed a bunch and we sound really good.
Nice.
So the plan is to go into a real actual fucking studio and for really real take some of the songs that I wrote and like record them in a studio and like release an EP, not under my name, under the band name. So there were the songs I wrote under my name, but they'll be under the band name and they'll sound really fucking good because they'll have been produced properly, not by me in my bedroom on a shitty like 2009 MacBook. So that's the main thing. Obviously I just want to keep going with my music stuff. I want to try and play a couple of the same gigs that I played last year.
Yeah.
And maybe some new ones.
Yeah.
That'll be fun
like,
if I can get some new gig stuff lined up, maybe with the band. That'll be super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I think, like, I like this. I'm really glad that we asked people to talk about this because, like, it's nice to have some positive stuff to focus on.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you would like to write in to us, you can do so at flashinthepancast@gmail.com. And I have a new listener prompt based on Miko's delightful story.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Tell us some interesting stories from your old internet communities.
Yeah, like...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hopefully nothing super miserable, please, but, like, anything weird or funny.
Do you remember hanging out in the same e-space as someone that's, like, super popular now?
Yeah. I mean, I have talked at length about my time on the legendary Lilypad forums, seeing Ego Raptor be a mod as a 16-year-old and that kind of stuff.
I mean, fun fact, which I have not mentioned on the podcast before.
You should save it for next time, then.
Do you want me to save it for next time?
I think you should save it for next time.
I will save it for next time, then, because I do have a
cool story.
So it's not... It's something that's, like... It's someone who got internet popular... that is internet popular, but who I actually knew in real life.
Is it Boxy?
For a bit. It's not fucking, it's not fucking Boxy. Sasha, why would it be Boxy? She's American. What? Is it Boxy? God. Innkeeper with the theme of the show, I see. Okay.
Yeah, sure. yeah, so you should write in about that. Or if you have any other questions, comments, complaints about Miko's vicious forum going.
Look, it was 2005.
It was a different time.
Also write in if you are Breaking Benjamin, Tim Allen, or what else did we say?
That one guy on your campus with a hyena hoodie?
Yes, yeah. Hyena Agenda Man.
Hell yeah.
NJIT.
Hyena Agenda Man.
If you are the Hyena Agenda hoodie-wearing guy from New Jersey, write in, please.
Okay, everyone, we need to completely find out who this person is. I want an APB.
Let's maybe not go that far.
An all-pause bulletin. You can also find our website online at flashinthepancast.com. We are on Twitter at flashitpancast or at flashitpancast. Alex, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter, where it's actually been a it's been a little bit since I made a tweet.
Yep.
There's been some stuff on Twitter where I've just been like, I don't feel qualified to weigh in on any of this, so I'm just gonna sit here for
that's what shitposting's for.
That is what shitposting's for. I am on Twitter at dx01. I have music stuff at Bandcamp, alexvalentine.bandcamp.com, and you can find me on Spotify and Apple Music if you search for Alexander Valentine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Miko, where can people find you online? What are you doing? Plug.
So I am still doing Let's Plays somehow after all these
Mad
years.
Mad person.
Yeah, I've never stopped. So currently I'm working on a Let's Play of Yakuza 0 where I do most of the side content, and I have a feeling that's going to take me about 3 years.
That's going to take you forever.
So, yeah. So, you know, get in now, ground floor, and then you have 3 years of content slowly trickling out to look forward to.
Yep.
You can find me on YouTube at Mikolith SA, because I used to post on SA.
How are you spelling Mikolith?
Mikolithe. And nice. You can similarly find me on Twitter at the same handle, Mikolith. And you can find me on Mastodon, the decentralized Twitter alternative is way better than Twitter, I think, personally.
Yep.
At Mikolith at snouts.online.
Snouts.online.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Yes, it is a very, very left-leaning furry community, and it is a lot of fun. And Mastodon has a lot of quality of life improvements that Twitter does not have, like content warnings.
Nice.
So,
nice.
And if you need to know how Mastodon works, you can at me on Twitter and ask, and I will explain it to you. Because a lot of people get intimidated, but it's really not that hard.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that offer stands to anybody listening. So.
Okay.
Fair enough, yeah.
And you can find me on the regular Hellsite Twitter at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude, P-R-K-N-S. I've already told you where you can find our stuff.
Yeah.
So, I want to finish by thanking once again our very gracious web host, Alicia E. Goranson. Mm-hmm. You can check out all of her stuff at alicia-goranson.com. That's G-O-R-A-N-S-O-N. You should check out her game Tegu and also her various other projects going back ages.
This goes back forever.
Yeah. Oh, ages ago, she wrote a cool book called Supervillains, which is like really cool and queer and trans. And it's about like supervillains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so thank you to Alicia, thank you Miko, thank you Alex.
Thank you.
Until next time, I've been Tom.
I've been Alex.
I've been Miko.
And remember, a knife is useless against those massive claws.
have a great flash. Flash in the pan. Flash in the pan.
Never stop. Never stop, 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 never stop.